even like a minute, like a delay, feels like an hour.
如果即使是一分钟的耽搁，我觉得像有一个小时那样长。
And so, thank you for reading the Psalm 42. It was really well read. And before I start, I just want to open us in a word of prayer today. And then we'll get into the word.
谢谢大家一起读诗篇第四十二篇。在我讲到之前，请大家低头，我们一起做祷告。
Father God,
天上的父
，Would you still my heart right now?
请你保守我们的心。
Would you help us to come right now with the spirit of humility, of humbleness, as we approach your rich, rich word?
主要让我们带着一颗谦卑的心来到你丰富的话语面前。
We thank you for today's words in Psalm 42, these precious words in the middle of the text, which is in some sense a worship song to you.
主要我们真是谢谢你把我们带到这边一起来思考诗篇的四十二篇，那里面诗人说的话就像是我们祷告。
We thank you for the encouragement that comes through your word.
主要借着你的话语来鼓励我们，谢谢。
Thank you for how in the word we always can find refreshment.
主要我们真是在你的话语中常常有获得新。
As we come before you in this week, this time of Thanksgiving, we want to first of all just want to thank you again for your Son Jesus.
主要我们在主日再次来到你面前，特别是在感恩节这样时刻，我们想把所有的感恩都献上。
Thank you for the powerful work you do in the lives of those like Chris, Bayed, and Jenny today.
谢谢你，主啊，你的奇妙的工作，我们今天见证三位弟兄姊妹他们的受洗。
And I pray, Father, that as we come today, would your Spirit just mightily move.
主要我们祷告在我们当中你的圣灵做那奇妙的工作。
Bless me and myself as we proclaim your word.
你帮助我们讲道的和翻译的。
So we thank you again in Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
So, happy Thanksgiving.
大家感恩节快乐。
It's today's sermon. I was going to write today's actually the first Sunday of the Advent, which is the season where we start to celebrate Jesus' birth.And, but today, because we had some people that got baptized, I was praying about a verse or something I could share that could encourage everyone here, but specifically encourage those that have been baptized.
我在想我要讲些什么的时候，我首先想到的是已经进入到这个圣诞节这个庆祝季节的开始。但是呢，我又想到说，因为在感恩节的结束，我们今天又有几位弟兄姊妹受洗。所以我想讲一些道，是能不但鼓励他们，也鼓励在座的所有的人。
And I think a lot of times when I talk to people about their faith, I hear a lot about their story and what's going on. And recently, I was talking to some people about their faith, and they had a lot of struggles. They've been going through a lot of hardships lately.
当我来讲信仰的时候，我会特别注意到。我跟谈信仰的弟兄姊妹他们最近的一些感受，特别是他们的一些挣扎，我就想到最近的一个我亲身经历的故事。
Yeah. And the problem today, I think, often we have, which is kind of a generalization, but is that we often, to the new believers, to young Christians, we oversimplify the life of faith, what it means to live as a Christian.
我注意到就是说对我们基督徒，特别是那些刚刚信主的基督徒来讲，我们面临的一个问题就是把我们的信仰过分的单纯化。
I think we give them the ABCs of faith, which is we ask them, you should pray, you should find fellowship, and lastly, you should read the Bible.
我们常常给这些新弟兄姊妹提供一个信仰的 ABC, 也就是说你应该祷告，你应该读经，你应该来团契。
And of course, those are absolutely things you need to do. You're called to do it, and they're central to the Christian's life. I totally agree.
当然那些事情都是对的事情，也就是说你信仰被神召你呼召你所应该行的。
But personally, I've kind of learned that it's not always as black and white or as simple as to tell someone just to pray or read the Bible, because sometimes people don't like to read, they're not good at it, they have a hard time getting along with people, it's just not easy.
但是实际上你想一想的话，信仰就不能用那么简单的办法去来做总结。
So the ways to grow, to train, to get to that place where you can do all three of those things well, it takes years, it takes a lot of faithfulness, it takes a lot of trust in God.
即使好像简单的那三件事情，但是你想真正的在属灵上成长的话，这是需要很多属灵的操练。
And so today what we're going to do is we're going to look at a way, or some ways, of dealing with a very difficult situation in the Christian walk. I'll tell you guys about it later.
今天我的讲道是借着诗篇42篇，让我们大家看基督徒在行走他天路的时候，可能要遇到这些困难。
And I think this has happened to many of us that have been believers for a while. And for some of you here, if this is you're a young Christian or you just became a Christian, I think this is something you are going to encounter. Everybody encounters this in their spiritual journey.
但是我必须提醒大家，不管你信主多久，是新基督徒或者老基督徒，可能今天讲到的都是在你生命中要经历的。
And for many, it's dangerous when you don't know how to respond to this. It actually might lead you to fall away, be very discouraged and angry and bitter at God.
如果你不知道在这样的情况下如何处理的话，可能这会是成你使你成为沮丧或者背离神、远离神的一个原因。
So today, hopefully, it'll be an encouraging reminder for some of the believers here as well that this verse could be a piece of this psalm could be a great place of restoration of encouragement in God.
所以我再次希望今天的讲道成为我们基督徒在遇到困难的时候来仰望依靠神的这样一个片这样一个信息。
So I'm going to break it into three points for you today.
我今天主要会有三个要点。
First of all, what is the issue that is in Psalm 42 that happens in our lives today, our faith lives?
我想第一个说的是说在我们在我们信仰生活中发生的什么事情是我们的核心问题。
So that's the first question. Yes. Second one is what are some of the factors orthat lead to this? What are some of the causes or things that contribute to the situation?
那如果我们在信仰生活中出现这样问题的话，是什么样的原因导致的呢？
And then lastly, how can we alleviate, how can we, in our ways of worshiping God, alleviate these circumstances?
那如果这样的事情发生的话，我们有什么样的办法来减轻它呢？
So I haven't told you guys what the issue is, because I'm going to tell you the first point, kind of makes it more suspenseful. But the first point,what is the issue here that happens in our faith lives? It starts when you read the beginning of Psalm 42. And here's the thing, Psalm 42 and 43, many will say it's actually one song. Like somehow it got split, but it's actually one song. It feels like one song. And so I just wanted to give you guys that background. But Psalm 42, beginning.
Yeah, 那我先来看第一个要点，就是说我们信仰生活中主要的问题是什么？那我希望大家通过读诗篇四十二篇来一起思想，但是按照解经家的解释来说，四十二篇和四十三篇应该是放在一起，是一篇诗篇。
Because the very first two verses of Psalm 42, if you have your Bible, it says, "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?"
在诗篇四十二篇的一节和二节是这样讲到的：神啊，我的心切慕你，如露切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢
？And I think this is a very powerful image that you might not appreciate. But if we live in California, we all know drought is we know the risk of thirst, right? Because we have drought, so it appeals to us.
这是一幅非常强大有力的图画。如果我们住在加州的话，你都知道，干旱是我们面临的一个很大的问题。
And I would say deer don't like to be thirsting all the time, obviously.
鹿的话，它一般是不会想让自己一直保持非常这个渴的干渴的情况。
And when you see here, it says it's panting or it's panting, it means it's dying of thirst. It doesn't have, it needs water.
这里讲到说，这些鹿们切慕溪水，也就是说，它干渴到一个程度，好像再不要死去的样子。
The imagery is like this. The deer comes to the river. It's thirsty. It's dying of thirst. And it can't, there's no water at the river. And so it longs for water.
所以你要想象这样一幅图画，就是说鹿们来到了这个小河边，他们是非常的饥渴的要死去，但是突然发现河里面没有溪水。
And the idea is that we are like the deer.We've come to the riverbed, and there's no water, and we long for that water. We're thirsty.
所以我们就像那个鹿一样，我们来到了这个河边，想饮水，却是发现没有水，所以我们切慕溪水。
Our soul thirsts for the living God.
所以我们的心切慕神。
So I want to point out, I'm going to say it a few times today, but today it's not about unbelief or lack of faith.
我今天讲到的信息是跟不信。或者缺乏信心，没有太大的关系。
But I think here the psalmist, the person that wrote this, what he's feeling is he can't feel God's personal presence, his reality in his life right now.
我希望你们知道的是说，这个诗篇的作者在这个时候他倾诉的是说，他无法在他生命中看到神的这种现实的存在。
So basically the problem here is God doesn't feel real, doesn't feel present in his life at this moment.
他在这个时候感觉不到上帝是真实的，感觉不到神就在他的生命当中。
He cannot taste, he cannot feel, he cannot hear, he cannot see him in his life right now.
他不能听到，他不能品尝，他不能看到神就在他的生命当中。
Maybe a little bit of reach, but I think even his thoughts, everything that used to make him happy with God, like things that he could sing before, they don't feel the same, they don't taste the same anymore.
他突然意识到，好像以前在他生命中因着认识神的这些，这个非常的快乐的，在这一时刻都在从他现实中离开。
So he hasn't lost his faith in God, I want to say. But what I think here you see is he's kind of lost that personal touch, that realness of God in his life.
我并不是建议说他在这时候已经失去了所有的信心，但是他确实失去了他和神的这个亲密的联系。
And I think that's what today is about. Today is about the times when you enter into your faith where God seems away from you, when you're walking in such a desert.
所以今天我们面临的问题就得像这个诗篇的这个作者一样，就是我们好像进入到一个信仰，上帝不在我们的这个存在当中。我们就像在一个沙漠中行走。
Yeah, when it's like pitch black, you can't see the light that God is.
就像你在黑暗中看不到光，就是上帝的光。
And what I want to say today is that I want to make this note because I think a lot of times when you read this, you go, "Oh, this must be all Helicon interprets." But in today's text, there's going to be other psalms in the Bible where spiritual dryness is tied to something that the psalmist did wrong.
Yeah, 我希望大家提醒大家是，大家不要以为是我在这儿就是Helicon 自己在解读这篇诗篇。我会引用其他的一些经文来自于诗篇的和解经，来告诉这样一个现象，就是诗人所反映出来的这种属灵的干渴。
And I'll say this. This is not what's happening here. I think this, we don't know why this person is experiencing spiritual dryness.
当然我们没有信息来知道说是什么原因造成了这个诗篇的作者他属灵上的这种干渴。
But what I'll say today though is there's a common misconception that happens when we read things like this.
但是我们常常在读这样的东西的时候，我觉得我们会有一种误解。
I think Americans have this problem. Well, I'm American, so I'll say I have this problem. And I think Chinese people also have this problem.
我必须说，可能美国人会有这样的问题，但是我自己就美国人，但是我认为中国人也会有这样的问题。
What I'm trying to say here is we have a tendency to associate, to connect a person's negative experience to their sense of dryness. That if they're dry and they have a negative experience, somehow it's correlated.
我们常常有这样一个习惯，是会把一个人属灵上的干渴，或者说是罪的一个表现，和他这个一些负面的想法连到一起。
Our first instinct is to connect that. Say, oh, you know why you're going through something bad? It's probably because you did something wrong.
如果你遭遇了什么不好的事情，你会首先想到的是说，我一定是做了什么错事。
Like, if something bad happened to you today, the first thing you're going to say is, I must have done something bad first. I probably deserve it somehow.
Yeah.
That's how I think.
Yeah. 如果说今天你碰到什么不愉快的事情，你首先要想到的是说，我是不是做了什么错事。
And what I'll say is this, that when I was younger, even as like an older brother to a lot of young brothers, people would come to me with like struggles in their faith. They would be discouraged. And they would come to me, and I would say, did you pray? Did you read the Bible? Did you read these verses? It just seemed so black and white, but it wasn't.
当我还年轻一点的时候，有些比我更年轻的弟兄姊妹来到我身边，因为他们在属灵中的一些挣扎。那我经常问到的问题就是说，你读经了吗？你祷告了吗？好像事情都是那么的，不是黑就是白。
And I'll be honest, there's no grace. There's almost like I oversimplified their circumstances. That I never really weighed the fact that there is perhaps a deeper backstory to their struggle.
我常常忽略说，在他们的挣扎后面应该是有一个背景。我往往倾向于过分的单纯化他们的问题。
So what I'll point out is this. I'm probably offending some of you here. I apologize. But we can be very moralistic in a bad way. We can be very legalistic about it. We can be even very carbaic in our thought process.
我下面说的话也许会冒犯在座的某些人，但是我想说的是，我们在生活中确实是过着一种更像道德家似的这样一种态度。
Yeah, so we think because you just your life's bad, you must have been a bad person before. You must have been a criminal or did something bad that nobody knows about.
所以你的思维习惯就会说，你现在这境遇这么糟的话，你一定是做了什么错事。
And I think that's
可能是个罪犯，甚至。
And if you think about it, in the Old Testament, what's the story that reminds us of that? Job's friends, right? They're half the time they're giving Job grief because they think he must have done something wrong to deserve what he happened to him.
如果旧约你能想到的一个人物就是约伯，那约伯在患难之中的时候，他的朋友提醒他的就好像是说，你一定是在你生活中做错了什么。
And I think similarly, we still struggle with this at times.
非常相似的是，我们在我们的生活中也面临这样的问题。
We have hurt many people like this because we assume they did something wrong without really knowing what was the case, and maybe we don't even have a good reason.
当很多人来向我们倾诉他们的遭遇的时候，我们经常会有用这样的一种假设，就是因为他们一定是做错了什么。
And what makes me really sad is I probably contributed to that, but I'm sure all of us have. That there are probably people that don't come to church anymore have been very hurt by us because we have jumped to that conclusion. And they're afraid to share what they really feel.
Yeah, 所以我经常回忆我们教会中有些人离开我们，也有可能就是我可能是那其中的一部分，或者我们在座的其他人，就是我们过于的单纯化的去分析他们面临的问题。
I think there are times that our sin is due to our mistakes. So I'm not saying there's no sin that doesn't lead us to have consequences. There's totally that. But today, in this psalm, we don't see that. This guy does not seem to have done anything wrong.
当然我必须说，在我们生命中有些困难的遭遇是跟犯罪有关系的。但是我必须说，从诗篇这个作者的这边的写作来看，不见得是这样一种情况。
And I'll say this, it will happen to you. If it hasn't happened to you already,it will happen to you that you will encounter a moment like this.
如果你觉得你的生命中还从来没经历过这样的事情的时候，我必须告诉你，这样的事情一定会发生。
And for the new believer, the young believer, I would tell you, and sometimes I still feel like a young believer, but I'm not. This can really scare you. This can really discourage you.
对于刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹，实际上我感觉到我有的时候就像新信主的弟兄姊妹。我下面说的话，希望不要使你感到这个灰心丧气。
Because I think we think immediately when something bad happens, oh, must have been I did something bad, right?
因为这种思维的定式，如果不幸的事情发生，我一定是做错了什么。
And what happens is a lot of people because of that they'll fall away, they'll be discouraged, they don't come back to church, they don't want. They'll be like, I tried, I gave it a shot, but God wasn't present. God didn't feel there. And people that I talked to, they didn't care. They didn't really understand me.
很多这样的人就因此感到非常沮丧。他甚至远离神，他连教会都不来了。他认为说，上帝在他最需要的时候，并没出现他的生命中。
You see, they don't leave the church because of an intellectual disagreement with God or lack of belief in who God is. It's because of this misconception.
所以他们离开教会，并不是因为他们在认知上围绕信仰有什么不同的见解，而是因为他们在属灵上出现了这样的状况。
But I want you to notice that the psalmist today, it's not that he doesn't believe in God. He believes. That's why he's singing. He's worshiping him, even in the midst of it.
所以我再次提醒弟兄姊妹们，我们注意到这个诗篇的作者并不是他不信神，他是信神的。即使在这么最困难的时候，他也在寻求神。
And I'll say it again. How many people do we know has that happened?
那我想说的话是，我们在座的或者我们认识的人当中，有多少这样的情况发生呢
？And how many people just didn't feel that realness of God in their life？
那多少人就觉得说，上帝在他的不在他的这个生命当中呢
？And how did we respond？
那如果我们碰到这样的问题的时候，我们如何来回应呢
？So that's the first thing.
那是我的第一个要点。
The second point is, what are some of the contributing factors? Why does it happen to us often？
那第二个是说，如果你有这样的困难的时候，是什么样的一些原因造成的呢
？And I'll say the list I'll give you, the three things I'll give you today, they're not exhaustive. Obviously, there's many factors, and they're not in order. It could be you have one of the reasons, and they're not going to cover everything. But I think these three factors, we see it in Psalm 42.
我会在这里边讲到三个原因。当然，这不是一个完全的这个围绕这个原因的一个名单。你可能会想到不同的原因，甚至他们三个人的次序不见得就是我讲的次序。
And I actually think that these three are probably very big factors in the reasons why many feel discouraged.
但是我必须讲说，这三个原因是我能想到的最基本的原因，造成你前面的问题。
what I want you guys to first look at is this idea of the lack of community, the importance of community that it plays in making us feel that way, or the lack of it.
所以第一个原因是说我们这个缺乏一个团体或者一个社团。
You see, what happens is in verse 4 to 5, when you read it, can you read it in Chinese? What it says is it shows you that this person is missing his community.
所以我们在诗篇的42篇4节和5节，这里就讲到说他是如何缺乏有一个团体。我从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里。大家守节，我追想这些事。我的心极其悲伤。我的心哪，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？我应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我。我还要称赞他。
Okay, and it, as you read that, what you notice at the end of verse 5, he says, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon from Mount Mizar, right?
所以他在第六节，这是verse 6，yeah，or verse the bottom of verse 6，yeah，sorry，verse 6。那就是第，就他在第六节是这个诗人是这样讲到说，我的神呐，我的心在里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地，从黑门岭，从米撒山纪念。
And what he's saying is this, he's not in Jerusalem anymore. This person is in the northern area, of this north of the Sea of Galilee, at the headwater, or like the source of the Jordan River. For some reason, whether he's been kidnapped, imprisoned, exiled, he is not in his hometown, not in his original place. He's in a very faraway place.
So, 这个里面讲到这诗篇的这个作者的话，他并不在耶路撒冷，不管是出于他被关在监狱里面，或流放了。 他是不在加利利河的顶端，这个北边的以色列的北边。And
what he's saying here is he misses the community, the celebration of God, the worship of God with his body, with his community, with his friends.
这里他讲到他非常想念他和他的属灵的朋友们一起在一个团体里面共同的来赞美神，来这个敬拜神。I
think this is something that we as Christians we struggle with. I think. We like community. Most Asians here, we love community. But but the culture is genuinely pretty individualistic. So we tend to think of the faith as a very singular event, that we walk this journey of God on our own.
我们亚洲人也是有这样一个习惯，我们愿意聚群，我们愿意在一个团体里生活。但是实际上我们来到信仰的时候，我们又受到这种个人主义的文化所影响，我们觉得我们的信仰就是我们与上帝在
But what he longs here is a festival, because it was a time when his people would get together, they would remember God, they would eat together, they would pray together as a family. And we tend to neglect that, I think, today.
但是我们的问题是，有的时候我们会忽视或忽略这样的事情，就是我们需要作为一个团体一起来敬拜神，甚至我们可以在一起吃，可以在一起祷告。So
what I'll say is this. We very often we like to think we can do things on our own. We don't need to share deeper about our faith.
或者换一句话来讲，我们的问题是说，我们不太愿意跟其他人分享，我们想自己就来把问题解决了。And
I'm going to say this to one of our Chinese brothers and sisters. And if I'm wrong, it's a good thing if I'm wrong. Okay, I'd rather be wrong about this.
Yeah. 我下面说的话也可能对于在座的弟兄姊妹可能不太准确，但是我还是。
Yeah. What I'll say is, I think Chinese people like community. We like it. We like to eat together, 火锅, whatever. You know, we like to do it.
中国人他有这样的一种聚群的习惯，我们在一起吃，在一起玩。Like
Thanksgiving, you know, once a season, we do that all the time. We get a chance, we'll do it.
感恩节的这样的季节，我们经常会来做这样的事情。I
mean, we even created the lazy Susan, the spinning table, so everybody could get the food too. It's such a cool way to do it.
当然我们会做一桌美餐，大家就像非常懒散的坐在那儿就吃啊就谈呐。But
I think what happens sometimes is our relationships with the people we know can be very shallow. They're not very deep.
但是我们注意到说，通过这种情景建立起来的关系，实际上是蛮肤浅。
I don't like I don't think we like to share personal stuff with others because in some sense it makes us lose face.
我们经常回避去跟别人分享我们自己的感受。我们觉得说，如果分享的话，我们会不会丢脸？And
I think what happens is, especially for Chinese, Chinese culture defines Christ, our Christ relationship. So culture over Christ, often that's what happens for us.
所以说我们因为这种文化的这种强调，有的时候我们会。 跟这个基督的这种关系。
So, this is more about individualistic, but I think, you don't know about yourself unless you have others kind of measure or to be corrected or be accountable for.
啊，从一个好像个人主义的角度来想的话，就是说，如果你不向把自己向别人倾诉的时候，你就不知道别人是怎么来看你。
And I think here the psalmist, he doesn't underestimate this. He realizes that's a big part of what he longs for, he misses.
所以诗篇的作者在这里面意识到这样一个问题，这也是他在这里面讲到的他切慕的其中的一部分。
And I think that's why a lot of communities, they don't launch very well or they don't do very well, is because we don't like to share openly about what we really need prayer for. We don't like to be held accountable for our sins, our failures, our struggles, and we want to keep that private because it makes us lose our faith, makes us ashamed and feel guilty.
所以在有些团体之中的时候，我们因为不有没有这种深度的互相的分享和交往，我们就有的时候不知道我们的过犯能够被相互提醒，我们有的时候也在也远离神。
I think it's this is the thought that always captures me about why it's so important for community, is that the only way you will be healed often is to risk being exposed. The only way that can happen is if someone knows about it. They can only way they'll know to pray for you about it is if you tell them about it.
在一个属灵的团体里面，你真正能得到医治的话，就是你要担当把自己暴露出去这样一个风险。
What you're also doing is you're giving them a chance to love you and serve you. By opening that door, you allow them to enter into that space with you.
所以你换一个角度的想的话，你给予其他的弟兄姊妹一个爱你的机会，也就是说你把你的门打开，让其他弟兄姊妹的爱能进来。
And actually, I think everybody here has done it. We do it with some people. But I think the reason we don't do it, most people, it's not that we don't like to do it, it's the fact that we did do it, but then...those people left, or those people, they're no longer part of life because they moved away.
我想说的是，我们在座的可能尝试这样做过，我并不是说你们从来就没有做过，但问题是在于你虽然尽管做了，但是从结果来看，有的人可能恰恰是因为在这样的互动中就选择了离开教会。
Especially in Santa Barbara, because we have so many students coming through every few years, we feel like there's always new faces, right? Some of us are regulars here.But others just keep coming and going, right?
特别是在圣巴巴拉这个地方，就是我们经常会看到这个学生的来和走。我们经常看到一些新面孔。
And I think it's hard to start over every time. It's hard.
Yeah, it's 非常困难，好像每次都感觉是一个重
新的开始。It's like you lose a friend and you have to make a deeper friend again. It takes a lot of effort, right?
你每次的去反思，然后你再深度的反思。所以这是一个很难的很艰巨的任务。
But what I tell the college kids that graduate, I always tell them, you have to be active in developing and cultivating and building community wherever you go in Christ.
当这边的学生毕业要离开的时候，我给他们的鼓励就是说，你一定要找到一个属灵的家，一个团体，在那个里面去成长。
So, otherwise you'll be lonely.
否则的话你就会非常孤单。
And so my first point today in this section,is to say, one of the factors is the fact that spiritual drought happens because we don't have community.
所以我在这个第二个大问题下的第一个要点是说，当我们在这个有属灵的干涸这样的事情发生的时候的第一个原因就是我们缺乏一个属灵的家团体。
We don't have people that pray for us, that know about our circumstances, that we can confess our sins to.
我们都不知道说有多少人实际上在为我们祷告，在为我们的需要祷告。我们所以就能我们可以在借着祷告来坦诚我们的过犯。
We don't have people to correct us, to challenge us, to learn from, to grow with.
我们不知道有的人可以在属灵上来指正我们，所以我们从因此说得在属灵上成长。
Okay, second point.
第二点。
This is actually a pretty common factor. I think this is probably the primary factor, but I'll keep it simple today. Life's difficulties, you've encountered life's hardships, and it's crushing you, it's discouraging you. That's the factor.Second factor.
那第二个因素是说，你在生活中碰到的困难已经成为是你沮丧的原因。
Okay. If you look at verse 3 and 10, you don't have to read it, but you just look at the end of verse 10, but also in verse 3, these enemies of the psalmist keep mocking him. They say, where's your God? Where is he at?
在诗篇42篇的第三节和第十节的结束，那这些人都用相同的问题来嘲笑的说，你的神在哪儿呢？
And what happens is we feel so crushed by external factors in our lives. We get very discouraged.
我们经常被我们生活中外部的一些原因而冲撞，所以我们变得非常沮丧。
And you know what you ask? You ask the question that's asked in verse 9.
Sorry?
You ask the question that's in verse 9.
Okay. 就像那你所要在生活中挖这个问的问题呢，就像这第九节中的问题。
What you ask is the words in verse 9 says, "Why have you forgotten me?"
啊，神啊，你在哪儿呢？
And basically, that's the question we ask when we feel God's not there, when we're struggling.
因为我们在挣扎的时候，我们就要问这样的问题，因为我们感觉不到神的存在。
Why is this happening, God? Don't you understand that my life is very hard? Where have you, God? Where's the help? Where's the promises?
所以你问神说，主啊，你没看到我的生活这么艰难，你在哪儿呢？难道你不管我吗？
So the outside pressure leads to the inside questions and pressure too, right?
所以外部的这种压力，实际上连接的是你内部的这样的一种压力。
You know, this is not a good answer, but what I'll say is this. If I could answer your question right now, that simply, it's probably not a big problem.
我就用这样一种办法来说就好了。说如果你内心有个问题，我现在就能很快的回答你的话，那你那个问题不见得是一个真正的问题。
So sometimes people's reasons for their hardships, there's so many factors, there's so many reasons it happens.
当人们来推理他为什么在生活中有困难的时候，你不要忘记有太多的原因。
One of the things I'm very careful not to do now, especially when I talk to younger people in my life, is I try to be very cautious, not afraid, but careful, that when they're going through discouragement and self-fuckery, I don't cheapify their circumstances by giving them a simple answer.
当有弟兄姊妹年轻的或者弟兄姊妹来找我的时候，关于他们在生活中的困难的时候，我会经常的提醒自己，倒并不是说我不敢这样做，就是说不要非常廉价的去推论他们有这样困难的原因。
So second point is basically this idea that when we go through spiritual drought, sometimes it's because we feel like God forgot us, He doesn't care.
那我的总结一下我的第二点，就是说，当我们遇到属灵上的干涸的时候，我们常常就觉得说神已经离弃了我。
And the last one, the last factor, what I'll say today, is this word is kind of hard. The only reason I know this word is because of comic books. Sorry.It's this word symbiotic, the symbiotic relationship of the spiritual and the physical in our lives.
那我这说的最后一点好像听起来有一点难懂，就是指说我们属灵上与我们肉体的或生理上的这种这个象征性的这样的关系。
What symbiotic means is basically there's some sort of connection, physical. There's some sort of it's like part of it, right? These two things go hand in hand. You don't have one without the other.
意味着说这两者之间有一些相互的联系和关系。
And this one I got from my one of my inspirations. This is one of my favorite people, pastors of all time. His name was Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones. He's a really famous preacher, doctor. Yeah.
我下面用的这段话呢，是我整个在我属灵生活中最敬仰的一位医生和牧者中马田。
And I think only a doctor would notice this one.So that's why I think it's so impressive, because he noticed this in his sermon on Psalm 42.
Yeah. 那他在他解经诗篇42篇的时候，他注意到这样一些。
He says, well, basically he points out, is in verse 3 where it says, my tears have been my food day and night.
他特别指出了第三节里面讲到说他一直没有吃东西，然后呢他饮用的是他的泪水。
And so the idea, what happens is, as you look at that, we're like, oh, he didn't eat. He just eats tears. It doesn't even make sense, but whatever. He sees it as a doctor sees it, that these are symptoms of something deeper.
Yeah, 作为一个医生的话，中马田在这里看到的是说，不仅是吃眼泪的表象，而是背后存在的问题。
He has no appetite.
也就是说他没有食欲。
He can't sleep.
他失眠。
He feels hopeless, helpless.
他觉得这个无望也无助。
He has negative thoughts.
他有非常负面的想法。
If you ever go online and just look at symptoms of clinical depression, those are all qualities.
所有这些的话，综合起来就是我们所谓的临床上的抑郁症的所有的表现。
So the spiritual aspect of his life is affecting his emotional, physical health as well.
所以他属灵的这种干涸就影响到他这个生理上的或者说身体上的。
So what we don't realize is our spiritual and our physical.It's not exclusive. They're together. They're symbiotic. They work together in our lives. When our spiritual is not healthy, physically we can also be affected deeply.
So
in other way too.
We 往往忽略到说，在我们属灵和身体上之间的这种联系。当我们属灵上出现不健康的状态的时候， 我们会影响到我们身体的不健康。
So what I'm trying to say is the Christian faith, we tend to disassociate faith and spiritual, or spiritual and physical, a lot. And the thing is, they go hand in hand. That's one of the things that Lloyd-Jones always talked about, and I loved about that. It was just, it reminded me that my life in every aspect is connected.
所以我们基督徒有的时候在生活中往往有这样的习惯，是把我们的属灵的部分和身体的部分分开。但是这里面，中马田通过他的解经来提醒我们，我们基督徒的生活永远是有身体与灵的这样的相连接。
So I'm giving you three aspects today to consider of how you can experience very spiritual dark times throughout. Okay.
所以这是从这样一个角度来理解我们属灵的这种黑暗或者干涸。
Okay. Now the next part is the last point, which is how did we respond? How can we alleviate these difficulties, these circumstances?
那我的第三个要点今天讲到，就是我们如何有办法来减轻这样的困难，或者我们如何回应呢？
And this part, when I say it, you have to hear the whole thing and the ending because it goes together. Okay, you can't just do things without understanding why you're doing it. So I'm going to give you the do things and I'll explain why at the end. Cool.
我必须要在我的讲道中。讲到你如何来做和最终连接到说你为什么这样做。
Because in verse 42, the first thing he says, what he does in verse 4,
在第四节里他是这样来说的。
He says, these things I remember as I pour out my soul.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？
He pours his heart to God.
他把他的，他当他仰望神。
Even though he doesn't feel anything, he still committed to praying, to worshiping, to crying out, to sharing honestly with God that he doesn't feel anything.
So, 即使在那一刻，他觉得好像内心是那么的空虚，他感觉不到任何神的存在，但是他仍然赞美，仍然要仰望神。
I think that's the one thing we're afraid to do. We're afraid to tell God we miss him.
这就是我们往往害怕去做的一件事情。我们往往不敢告诉神我们内心的情况。
That's a pride issue, right? It's a pride thing. Like my mom calls me, says I love you.Sometimes when I'm mad at her, I'm like, ooh, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. Because it's a pride thing. I don't want to tell her I love her and I miss her. Because for something in my heart, dark and nasty, I have to be so angry about it.
所以说就是好像你觉得对这种感情的表达是一种非常私人的这样的关系。比如说我妈妈说她爱我。我在那样一个时刻，我的内心就有一种非常无奈的反应。
But that's for me personally, so I don't think everybody experiences that.
Yeah.Okay, 当然这是我个人感受，我不见得想建议说所有的人都这样。
So the first thing we do is we can be very honest, we can pour out our soul to God.
我建议大家第一件做的事情就是非常的诚实，就是应当仰望神。
Second thing I would say is the psalmist reflects God's he reflects on God's promise. He's thinking about what God promised before.
那接下来的话，这个诗篇的这个作者的话呢，他是一直来回想神的应许。
This if you look at verse 5, verse 11, also look at chapter 43, but let's look at 42. There's two quotes. Verse 5 and verse 11 are almost mirror images of each other.
如果你看到的话，这样的话出现在42篇的5节和11节两次。
And what he's doing is he's saying, I need to hope in God. I need to remember why I love him, why I praise his name.And my salvation is from him. That everything I've ever had, the good things, are all from God.
他是说我所能回忆的所有的好的事情都是上帝做的，都是他的救恩。
And what I'll say is, he says hope in God, and it's like a reset button. Like, he's been thinking about other things that make him hopeful, and he realizes I'm not putting my first and primary hope on God the Father in my life.
所以仰望神在这里就成为向他重启一个开关，就是说他重新把自己对神的爱以及对神的仰望通过这个开关重新发动起来。
Because often our struggle is often because we put our hope in the wrong things, right?
我们生活中的挣扎就是有的时候我们把我们的希望放在错误的事情上。
And I was going to I don't have much time. I want to share Psalm 63. I was reading it. It's actually kind of connected to Psalm 41, 42, I mean 42, 43.But Psalm 63, you can turn there. I just want you guys to write it down because of time. But David is fleeing from Saul or his son Absalom, and he sings a song, Psalm 63.
诗篇63篇那里讲到大卫在犹太的旷野里逃离扫罗和亚撒龙的追杀，他在诗篇里记录了这样的话。
And he basically says, my soul thirsts for you there too, right? But what it says is, I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory.
当然大卫首先在这里说到也是说我的心切慕你然后接着他说我在圣所中曾经如此瞻仰你为要见你的能力和你的荣耀
And glory, that word glory, it's this word that has like, it means weight, like significance.
这个glory这个词, 它首先是表明的重量,同时也表明的重要性。
What he's doing there in Psalm 63 is he's remembering God's significance in his life.
那大卫在诗篇的63篇, 他记住的是说, 神是如何如此重要的这一位在他生命中。
Because we don't know why David lost everything in the story. Okay? But we know this. There's two stories that it could have been. The story of Saul was trying to kill him, or his son Absalom had took over his throne. He had lost everything.
那当然这里面, 大卫背后的所有故事的细节我们不见得清楚但是至少有两个可能性我们都知道另外一个是亚撒龙夺取了他的王位
What he's remembering is, I don't put my faith and trust in the things of this world. I put it in God above all things.
但大卫这里面他呼求的是说主啊我不把我的盼望放在这世上的任何东西我把我的盼望放在你身上
So what the psalmist is doing today, when he's reflecting, he's saying hope in God, he's saying, he's not confessing his sins here. He's saying, he's reminding himself, who do I worship? Why does he matter so much to me? Why is he so important?
那相同的问题是在诗篇42篇的作者,他是问相同的问题,是说,主啊,我把我的盼望放在什么地方呢?为什么我在我的信仰中,我的盼望放在你的身上是这么重要?
So he pours out a soul, he reflects on God's promises,
所以他首先他这个心里非常的忧伤,向神这个倾诉,然后呢,他这个回想神的这个应许。
This is second to last thing, but this is really important. He celebrates God's grace in his life.
那另外的最后的我要讲到的两点,就是他开始在庆祝上帝在他生命中所丰丰富富的恩典。He
remembers what God has done in his life. When you look at verse 5.
他在这个第五节里面你看到说他在讲到神在他生命中的作为。
When you look at verse 8.
如果你接着看第八节的话,
it says, it has this word. He says, the Lord commands his steadfast love. Do you see that?
在第八节说到耶和华必向我施慈爱。
And this word steadfast love in Hebrew, there's like different ways to pronounce it. I'm going to probably butcher it. It's this word that a lot of you, if you've been Christian for a while, you know this word. It's this word, hesed.
Hesed. 上帝施慈爱,那是一个希伯来语,那不一定发音对,就是hesed。
And you'll see it all over scripture, especially the Old Testament. You'll see it, it's usually translated in the ESV as steadfast love.
那在旧约里面这个词出现了太多次数,那在这个NIV的版本里面把它翻译成慈爱。
And the idea of hesed, if you go to the next slide, this is this word, I'll show you the word looks like. It's really pretty. Oh, no, wrong one. Was there no PowerPoint? Was it the previous one? There's nothing here? Ah, bummer. Okay, there was supposed to be a picture of the word. But anyway, the word hesed. What I'll say is the word loving kindness, it means steadfast love. It means grace, mercy, faithfulness, loyalty, obligation, generosity, goodness.
It's a powerful word. 那它有仁慈, 有慈爱, 有恩典, 有怜悯, 有, 虔诚, 有, 慷慨,
and what I'm trying to say is, well, I have this definition in scripture that is, one of our seminary classes, we looked at this word all over text, and we basically created a word as definition for it, a working definition we call it. Hesed is the consistent, ever-faithful, relentless, constantly pursuing, lavish, extravagant, unrestrained, furious love of our Father God.
So, I think
this word assumes that as humanity, as people, we will fail, we'll fall short. And God is going to be loyal in His love. His love is firm. He will be faithful to us.
我们作为人，我们会跌倒，我们会犯错误。但是神的爱，他的慈爱永不变。
And what He the psalmist here does is he remembers that, hey, wait a second. God's love is steadfast in my life. It's been there the whole time.
所以诗篇的作者在这里说，神对我的慈爱是的大慈爱，是一直没有变的。
So you guys, I know you guys didn't see it, but at the very beginning of Psalm 42, it says, "A maskil of the sons of Korah," right?
我刚才没有注意，我没有提醒大家。如果你注意到诗篇的42篇的开始写的是诗，可拉后裔的殉悔诗。
And what is Korah was a group of the, I would say it's like the royal professional musicians or the priesthood of musicians.
就像是皇家的一些最职业的这些音乐家们。
These people were in charge of the leading worship for the body of the Jewish community.
所以他们在犹太的这个团体里面，他们是来带领敬拜的这样的专家们。
And I think Psalm 42 and 43 was a song that people commonly sang in these times.
所以在那个时候的话呢，犹太人是经常用42篇诗篇、12篇、13篇作为他们的赞美诗。
And why? Because
为什么呢?
We don't celebrate. We don't give. I've said it before. We don't give thanks a lot, but we don't often focus on the positive, the things worthy of praise.
原因就是说，我们没有这样的习惯，愿意来庆祝我们生活中那些积极向上的部分。
When you're going through hard stuff, the first thing you think about is all the negatives.
如果在你经历困难的时候，你第一个要做的事情是，你整个一天都在想那些不愉快的事情。
And I mean, just briefly, but you know Philippians, when Paul writes this letter to the Philippians, one of the things he says is, before he says anything, he says, hey, what at the very, near the end, he says, reflect, remember the good things. As you're praying, think about the good things.
Think of the blessings. 在腓立比书的4章8节那边，保罗提醒很多这个弟兄姊妹说，你要在祷告的 过程中要想到那个发生的一些对你来说非常好的一些事情。And
I put a quote up, but it's just quick. It's just a quote by the, in this book I was reading a while ago. I really like, and it says this. I'll just translate this to English. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, "Listen to the names He has given us. No longer will they call you deserted. They will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord." In other words, we are the ones to be called, fought over, captured, rescued, pursued. It sounds so good to be true. There really is something desirable within me, something of the King of the universe has moved heaven and earth to get. And it's a little kind of light, but I would say that why I like that is it's a reminder that as we celebrate, remember God, it teaches us to remember His steadfast, faithful, covenantal love for us.
Yeah, 这是一本书叫《神圣的浪漫》，就是细节大家可以自己。 那这里面，潘大刚说，作者提醒我们的就是我们要记住神这个大慈爱。Okay,
and this last one is the point I actually feel we always must do. And this is the most important part about your faith. That I actually part of my baptism class. If anybody's been baptized, you know this is one thing we talk about: is you need to preach the gospel to yourself. You need to hear the gospel.
我最后一点呢，也就是我经常在受洗班的课程里面常常强调的，就是说你要向自己传福音。
And what I mean, you need to hear from other people. Obviously, God has put people in our lives to hear it too. But oftentimes, we need to hear it ourselves again and again and again.
当然神把我们放在人群当中，我们是要向其他人传福音。但这里讲的是说，我们需要学会向自己来讲话。
And if you notice in the passage today, the whole passage 42, he's talking to himself. Right? He's praying and he's singing, but he's really kind of reflecting with himself.
如果你注意到的话，整个的42篇的话，他是在向自己说话。虽然他也是赞美诗，也是唱诗，但是他向自己说话。And
the Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones, what he says, which is really powerful, is that when we how we can face hard circumstances, is that we don't just listen to our heart, it's that we talk to our heart.
钟华田在他的另一段这个书中是写到说，我们遇到的生活中的问题是，我们常常是倾听我们的内心。 而不是向我们自己说话。And
you can just read that next the quote. Just read it to, I will speak to you. Just read it to that part. It's kind of long.
You want me to translate the whole
thing?
Yeah,
just read it to, I will speak to you. Right here, just right here. Okay. Just right here.
From here to here. 去倾听你自己，而不是去向你自己说话。那 你当你把这样的一些想法啊，这个真正的进入到你内心的时候，你特别是你在早上起来的时候，你有这样一种习惯的时候，愿意去听听你内心在讲什么的时候，你就可能没有啊，你就没有把它，你就没有意识到它并不是，这些想法并不是从你这儿而生的，而你就开始想自己说话，并且呢，你就把通过这个倾听你心里的声音，就把你过去昨天一天发生的很多问题就带回到你的心思意念中来，然后你就会说，好像某个人在说话，哎，谁在说这个话？实际上是你的自我在向你说话。那这样的话呢，这个人自我给你的这个待遇啊，就是不允许你可以向你自己说话。不好意思，这个串这里有点绕口。
Sorry, I apologize. He's doing a great job. I apologize for that. It just I wanted people that speak Chinese that can't read the English to understand that. That's a really powerful quote. And the reason why is what the good doctor says is that we can't listen to our hearts. We need to talk to it. It's often because we are hasty to act because the first thing we do is, oh, okay, we should just do it. Just do it. We don't think through things.
所以中马田在这里提醒我们，就是说我们不要陷入一种习惯，就是好像在那倾听自己内心的说话，而忘记了向自己说话。
We don't reflect on God's promises.
我们没有去回想上帝的应许。
We don't rest our hope in God first.
我们不把我们的盼望放这个我们没有在对于神的盼望。
We don't celebrate God's grace in our lives. The first thing we do is to speak from the heart, whatever we want to say.
我们没有去这个庆祝上帝在我们生命中的恩典。
And you guys know this because it's like think before you speak, right? Think before you speak is almost similar in a sense.
我们都知道这个，就像说你在讲话之前要先考虑一下。
Right, that's a quote we all have. But to preach the gospel is to reflect and weigh the importance of what God has done in our lives. And that shapes the way we respond to the world, the way we love and talk to people.
当我们回想上帝的恩典，回想到福音的这个内涵的时候，那也就使我们帮助我们如何去理解这个世界。
So, I think that's the most important thing. I think is to preach the gospel, to reflect on who God is in our life.
也就是说，对你自己传福音，或者说常常的回想，这位上帝是谁，他如何的爱你。
Okay, what was that? Sorry.
我基本是要结束了。
And I want you guys to notice at the very end of Psalm 42, how does the psalmist end his psalm?
我们来看一下说这个诗篇的作者是如何来结束这篇诗篇的。
It's interesting because what he says is, Hope in God, for I shall again praise him.
他是说神因为我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
What I want you to see is there is progression, that he is getting better, but he's not there yet, right? It hasn't happened in this text.
让大家注意到里面，这里面有一个进展，就是他从一个心态到另一个心态，但是还没有结束。
So we don't know if it fully gets healed, we don't know the end of the story, but what we do know is that his heart believes that one day it will.
这里面我们不知道在这个篇诗篇的结尾，他是不是得到了完全的医治。但是我们知道他在朝向那个方向。
And I think that's the problem. We don't preach the gospel to our hearts enough. We often think we should tell other people about God, but I don't need to hear it. I've heard it once already.
Yeah. 所以我们的问题是说，我们不向自己来讲福音。我们经常是给别人传福音。我们觉得说，我们不需要向自己讲福音。
What really shows, what you forget is that your heart constantly forgets about who God is. You need to constantly be reminded vividly of God's love for you, His character.Grace.
但是实际上你的心常常忘记上帝是谁，上帝的爱。你需要不断地被提醒，上帝是爱，上帝是爱的。
You see, the danger that we face, and I think what also, probably Psalm 42, this guy faced, is this feeling, is that there's another voice talking to him.
所以这里面我们面临的危险就像是诗篇的作者一样，他的心里有一个声音向他说话。
And that voice isn't good. It says, God doesn't love you. God gives up on you because you're embarrassing, you're pathetic, you failed me.
那个声音好像就像他对他说说神不爱你了，你是个失败者。
You're a disappointment.
你是使上帝失望的一位。
Why would God love a person like me?
神为什么要爱像我这样一位的人呢？
But I'll tell you today is to read Psalm 42 to 43.
我今天想建议大家是当你来读诗篇的42篇和43篇的时候。
And this is the point that you need to understand why I asked you to do the other four things.
Yeah, 所以你需要来理解这样一点。如果你不理解这一点，我前面讲的那些点，你就无法理解。
Who listen to who's thirsty here?
倾听谁是在这边饥渴。
Who is the one that truly thirsts?
谁是那位真正有心灵饥渴的人
？I'll tell you, it's the one that said at the very end of his life, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那这个就是在生命中我们像听到的那句我们非常熟悉的。我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离弃了我
？Who experiences enemies mocking him?
谁经历了他的敌人是在他的敌人嘲笑他
？Where is your God?
他那敌人嘲笑他说：“你的神在哪儿
？”You see, Jesus Christ really experienced the complete lostness of God, the real forsakenness of God. That the greatest thirst that could be ever experienced.Was not us experiencing our daily thirst. It's God.
所以那个属灵的干涸的经历的最大的人就是耶稣基督，因为他经历了在世上啊神他这个和神的这种离开这种分离。
And what I say is this: God's hesed love means that He would never give up on us.
神爱我们，他不会永远离弃我，他不会离弃我。
Because the punishment that we deserve because of our sins, our failures, our hurt of other people, which probably is the reason why we deserve what we usually get.
Yeah, 我们的罪的过犯，甚至因着我们罪的过犯来伤害别人，实际上给我们带来的结果是因为我们应该不值得。
In the gospel, Jesus Christ bears all of that for us.
但是在福音当中，耶稣基督承担了这一切。
What you and I deserve today.He bears because of God's hesed love for us.
我们所应该接受的这种惩罚，耶稣基督已经为我们担当。
So we get to, we experience what God does, what Jesus deserves, and He gets what He does not deserve.
我们所要经历的就是耶稣基督他所配得的，但是耶稣基督却经历了我们本为耶稣基督却担当了我们本不配得。
And so, where are you today?
问题是今天你是在什么情形下呢
？Will you preach the gospel to yourself?
你对你自己在传讲福音吗
？For some of you here, life has been very dark.
包括我们当中的一些人，可能你的生活正处在黑暗的片刻。
You feel so far off. You feel like God doesn't love you anymore.
你觉得好像你就像脱轨了一样，你觉得神不再爱你。
Do you realize that you are more loved than you ever could hope for or believe? That you totally don't deserve it.
你是否是觉得说你没有你接受的爱超过你本应该得到的
？That you've been given what you do not deserve because of His hesed love for you.
因为你所得到的本不是你配得的，但是因为上帝爱了你。
And it ever pursues you.
他一直在爱着你。
I think.I'm just going off this. I think this is why I share this today because I think there's a lot of you here today that have this question. Where are you, God? Why have you forgotten me?
Yeah, 我之所以今天来分享这篇信息的话，我是在想说我们在座的多少人是在问这样的问题：神，你在哪儿？你为什么已经离弃了我
？Read Psalm 42:43.
让我们一起再来读诗篇的42篇、43篇。
And remember who really thirsts.
来记住是谁是那位真正干渴的
？Because God really loves you.
因为神爱你。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, thank you for today. Thank you for this chance to celebrate with my brothers and sisters and friends gathered. It's one body, it's one voice, one spirit. You.
天父，我们感谢你，我们感谢你再次让我们来到你殿中敬拜，特别为今天受洗的弟兄姊妹，我们是一喜一信，一神。
I'm usually pretty afraid of preaching from Psalms, but Lord, I thank you that today this text is so beautiful, and it gives me such comfort lately.
主啊，我有点担心我来分享诗篇的时候，但是谢谢你圣灵的帮助，你给我这样的信心，我来分享这篇诗篇。
Father, I pray that you would continue to bring your comfort, your peace into the lives of those gathered here today.
主啊，求你把你的平安和的喜乐啊放进在座的每一位的心中。
If they have these questions like this person here in Psalm 42.I pray that you would comfort them, that you would answer them, that you would help them through this time.
如果在座的某一位他有像诗篇的作者一样来问这样的问题的时候，主啊，你的爱就来安慰他们。
I pray that our community would love them, wrap our arms around them, and give them grace.
主要我们我祷告我们的这个属灵的大团体，大家会也显明我们的爱，在他们需要爱的时候。
And I pray for those brothers and sisters that are going through this, that they would really pray and reflect on the promises of who you are and what you've done in their lives.
我也祷告，求你帮助那些正在经历这样过程的人，让他们在这样的时刻能够回想上帝的应许。
Teach us to preach the gospel to our hearts.
帮助他们来学会向自己传福音。
Let us have ears and hearts that will receive it.
让他们把他们耳打开，心敞开，来听到你的声音。
Thank you for this time.
我们谢谢你为我们今天聚会的时间。
In Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Thank you, Helicon, for the message.
谢谢上帝带来的信息。
With overwhelming gratefulness.